The following is a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.
The Grace Evangelical Society has a national conference every year, and today we're going to revisit 2024 by way of an interview. Thank you for joining us today. This is Grace in Focus. It is the broadcast and podcast ministry of the Grace Evangelical Society. Come to our website, faithalone.org, to find out more about us. We have some free ebooks there for you, many other resources and information about us. That's faithalone.org. Now, Ken Yates interviewing Joe Moore. Take it away, Ken.
Welcome to another episode of Grace in Focus. This is Ken Yates, Grace Evangelical Society, and we are at the National Conference here out in Camp Copus near Denton, Texas. And what we're going to be doing is a series of interviews, and we've got our first victim here right now, an old friend of mine from North Texas, Joe Moore. I was a pastor out in Honey Grove, Texas, which is kind of up there near Paris, for those who do not know the area. And Joe lives up there. Joe, tell us where you're from up there.
Well, I live at Bonham. It's about 7-8 miles.
Right.
From Honey Grove. And that's how I met Ken, and that's how I got into GES.
And you had some familiarity with theme ministry, right?
Right.
Right. But in years past.
Right. That's where Free Grace was introduced to me.
Right.
You know, I was a Methodist, you know, early on, so don't hold that against me, Ken. but studied under theme a little bit, and was a taper, and then went to his conferences and things like that. And then later on ended up at GES and taking classes from Elkins and Bob.
And, so you're talking about Steve Elkins and Bob Wilkin?
That's right.
Right?
That's right, yeah.
Now, how did you get introduced to the tapes as a Methodist? How did that come about?
Well, I had a buddy that went and attended one of Theme's conferences, says, hey, you got to listen to this guy, you know. And he was in Houston at a church down there, and so couldn't drive down there. And so he sent out the tapes for free or whatever. So we supported him for many years. And Colonel R.B. Theme, now he had some of his, everybody's got issues, and he had his too, but he was pretty solid on the Free Grace deal. You can have everlasting life where you sit right there in the pew by simply believing in Jesus for that everlasting life, you know.
Well, how did that sound to you coming from a Methodist background? I mean, was it shocking the first time you heard it, or did you say this can't be true, or do you remember how you reacted?
Yeah, I don't think I was that shocked about it. Like, as a little kid, I would be in the woods hunting and fishing or whatever, and I'd be talking to God all the time. And I don't really know the you know, people say, hey, if you don't know the time and the date that you were justified, you might need to go back and check your water. Well, I guess I need to check my water, because I didn't really know the time and, you know, the exact time and day, you know, that I've actually believed in the free gift of everlasting life. But it was sometime maybe before Theme, right in there, whatever. I went to Dallas Baptist College.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what you played basketball there,
that's right?
Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So,
and for those who, you obviously can't see him, Joe's a real tall guy, and he's was a ball player in college, and a very, very good one, and coached basketball afterward. Well, now you are doing something up there in the Bonham area to get the Free Grace message out. Like I said, I was a pastor up there for a few years, and I know that the message of grace here in these small towns, you know, we're talking about Bonham, we're talking about Honey Grove, and we can even get to some smaller towns up there. There is not a witness of the Free Grace message, at least not a strong one. Mm-hmm. I would say almost non-existent up there. But you're doing something up there to try to address that problem. What is that?
Well, I wanted to do it years ago and didn't do it. And, you know, 7-8 years ago, I thought about it, is have a county-wide roundtable, okay, where local pastors, ministers, and lay persons could come, and we could talk about hard passages or issues or, you know, just an introduction and let them get a taste of the free grace message, okay, and understand that it's actually not very complicated.
Right.
You know? But the, you know, pastors, some pastors, and then the limited atonement crew, you know, come in and muddy the waters, you know. It's, you know, we come like a child. It's harder. Sometimes it's harder to get to somebody that's 40 or 50 years old or 30 years old.
Particularly if they're pastoring a church.
Well, yeah. And I'm having troubles getting some of them to step up to the table and come up and be part of the panel. Now, you were part of the panel in March, which was really good. We had lots of feedback, good feedback, and they want another one, and they wanted another one right now, you know, so that's good. That's good.
You are invited to subscribe to the Grace Evangelical Society's YouTube channel. You will find our Monday, Wednesday, and Friday videos there, enlightening and encouraging, and even probably humorous at times if you like Bob Wilkins' humor. Indeed, you will get biblical truth about free grace themes, like faith alone for eternal salvation, and why the Grace Evangelical Society is zero-point Calvinistic. We come your way 3 times a week at the Grace Evangelical YouTube channel. Check it out and tell a friend about the Grace Evangelical Society.
We had lots of feedback, good feedback, and they want another one. They wanted another one right now, you know, so that's good. So.
Yeah, for our listeners, what happened was in March we had, as Joe said, we had a round table up there right outside of Bonham, and we had about 40 people there, and it was just the first one. It was an introductory thing, and we did it on inerrancy. Each person on the panel, as I recall, there was about 5 of us or something like that.
Yep.
We gave our view on inerrancy, and I will say that all 5 of the speakers, they believed in inerrancy, and we're going to start from there now saying, okay, or you are.
Right.
If the Bible is true, what does the Bible say about these topics, these very important topics? Because I think you'll agree with me, Joe, and you can tell me if you don't, but a lot of times in situations like these, in these small churches and these small country churches, because that's what we're talking about, it's not that the people are opposed to free grace necessarily. Now, maybe some are.
Mm-hmm.
They've just never been exposed to it. You know.
Well, the educated ones are opposed to it.
Sure.
Ones that come out of seminary and things like that, or not all of them, but the layperson that reads his Bible every night or whatever, they're going, hey, you know, that kind of sounds like what I was reading last night.
Right.
Or what grandmother told me, you know.
Right. And so the next ones that you plan on having are on the Gospel of John, right?
Right.
And what's your vision there?
Well, we're going to target what believe actually means.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're going to have a 4 or 5 part series, and we're going to do it, you know, every 3 to 4 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And then and have a 5-part deal and, you know, end up trying to unmuddy the water, so to speak. You know,
right.
There wasn't much fireworks at the last one, but I figured there'd probably be some fireworks and some pushback.
Right.
And we're going to have more give and take at the end. Remember, we kind of got ran out of the building there because they were trying to set up for something else. But we're going to have more Q&As from the audience.
Right.
This next time.
I tell you one thing, I was encouraged when I was there in March. There were a couple guys who came up to me, younger guys,
yeah,
who said that they really they were interested in studying the Bible more deeply. And they asked even about our GES seminary.
Yeah.
And so who knows? You know, up there, some of these guys, they'll hear, particularly when we get in the Gospel of John, and see these issues, maybe we'll win some people over there.
Right.
So now we're here for this conference. Tell me what your favorite part of the conference, you know, I know you've been here before. This is not your first conference, but what do you like most about the national conference here?
Well, I'll tell you what I like least is 2 guys came and hauled me up here to be on the air.
Well, I said you were
chains,
the first victim.
In chains, you know. No, I tell you, you know, the speakers are superb, and But they're so accessible as well afterwards. Everybody is so caring of, you know, everybody's got questions. And they're so caring about your questions. And I not that I'm asking lots of questions, but I'll hear people say, hey, what, you know, Ken, what about this? What about that? And it's just fun to listen and then and see the give and take, you know, among believers and the fellowship that goes on afterwards, in between, in the bathroom, or, you know, it's just it's such a refreshing, you know, just experience, really.
You know, I probably shouldn't tell this story because my wife gets mad at me when I do it, but it's a true story, so I'm going to tell it. And I don't think I've ever told it on the air, but when I first started going to the GES conferences, Zane Hodges was still alive, and he would speak, and I'd want to ask him a question afterwards, but there were too many people around him. And so I remember one conference, I don't even remember what he was talking on, but I had a question for him, but I couldn't get to him. And then he had to go to the bathroom. So I followed him in the bathroom. And then when I came out of the bathroom, my wife said, what were you doing in there? I said, I went in there to ask Zane a question. She goes, can you let that man go to the bathroom in peace? What, the way Joe is describing it, it's absolutely right. It's ever since I've been here, it's just so great. There's a air of fellowship and just a closeness with everybody. And I can't even think of a single person in all the years that I've been coming where, oh, no, I can't approach him and ask him or talk to him about that. Now, when are you planning on doing this next roundtable?
Probably in the next 2 or 3 weeks.
And you're going to do it like every 3 weeks after that?
If we can.
Right.
Yeah. Scheduling panelists that can kind of keep us on the straight and narrow.
Sure.
And make sure we don't get off in a ditch. I don't want anybody to come and then have a bad experience because we got a giant argument on something that, I don't want anybody sowing any discourse.
Sure.
So I got to be careful about that.
Well, I'm hoping to be a part of it. And, Joe, we appreciate what you're doing up there in the far north regions of Texas. And I hope to be a part of those panels. I hope it'll work out that I can travel. And if you're living up there in that area, be looking for it. Joe Moore will be putting the info out. And we're going to have some discussions on coming up, hopefully, Lord willing, on the Gospel of John. And how that relates to free grace. And Joe, we really appreciate it. And thanks for being here, and thanks for all that you do for GES.
Thank you. And do I still get my $4?
Sure. Yeah, I'll take you out for a cup of coffee here in just a little bit. And for our listeners, remember,
keep grace in focus.
Be our guest and subscribe to our 48-page magazine, 6 issues per year, also called Grace in Focus, by emailing your name and snail mail address to GES@faithalone.org. That's faithalone.org. On this program, we keep our requests for financial partners to a minimum. But if you are interested in becoming a financial partner with Grace in Focus, you can find out how to do that at faithalone.org. On our next episode, must faith in Christ include that He is the only exclusive way to eternal salvation? Join us next time, and until then, let's keep grace in focus.
The preceding has been a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.